Hi, this is a dictation with Charles Lovejoy, CHARLESLOVJOY, Charles Lovejoy, date of service is 5/31/2022. And date of birth is 4/23/79, date of accident 10/6/2020. The gentleman, Charles Lovejoy, has been following up at our office for his injuries he suffered from a car accident in 10/6/2020. His car was completely totaled after it was T-bone on the passenger side. He was a restaurant driver. This accident led to head injury with symptoms of TBI, like loss of memory, lack of focus, loss of equilibrium, as well as it caused him pain in the neck and the lower back mainly, with radiation to the left leg posteriorly and left arm, upper arm. These pains continued for a while, and despite the physical therapy, the pain has not been relieved completely. His lower back pain has now come back again. He also has cramping pain in the left shoulder off and on. He has received several injections. So far, he has received 7 epidural injections and 3 sacroiliac joint injections. No thoracic or cervical epidural has been done, as the patient has minimal pain in these areas. He denies any other issues. The MRI was found to be positive for a herniated disc left-sided at L4, L5, while there is a small disc protrusion at T3, 4, T5, 6, T6, 7. And in the cervical area, there is a herniated disc at C6 and C7, contributing to the symptoms. He does have a left-sided sacroiliac joint pain as well, where he points out and the area is found to be tender. The patient is also undergoing neuropsych evaluation and therapy, as well as a neurologist appointment. Today, he reports that his pain in the neck is around 3, mid-back pain is 5, and lower back pain is 7 to 8. No radiation to the left upper arm is reported anymore, and the patient has been doing active exercise at home as well as with the therapist. He says he can stand up more, he can walk a little bit more. His weight has increased from 225 to 252, leading to further issues in the back pain. And there is still occasional radiation to the left leg posteriorly in S1 as the dermatofascia all the way up to the heel. The patient reports that pain levels are from 5 to 7 in general, with 50% improvement in the symptoms and pain. The ADS that is affected is general activity 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and the rest of the issues are not reported. In the system review, it is found that in neurology and psych, patient has fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression. He denies any headache, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout seizures, or memory issues. And in the pain and numbness area, patient reports stiffness in the left shoulder, neck, and lower back, along with pain in the left shoulder, neck, and the mid-back, upper back, lower back, with a slight difficulty walking and an ongoing numbness and nerve pain. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool. In GI, no incontinence of the urine. We can see painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. The patient reports further that he has no changes in the pain level, except lately it got worse since he gained so much weight. Other than that, no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, Vicodin, and Ultran. Substance abuse. Patient utilizes marijuana for help with the pain and anxiety. Compliance history. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination involves as follows. Blood pressure 140/94. Pulse is 72, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 1/4/2022, dictation number 0105 dash, oh no, 2/9/2022, dictation number 0214-058. After that patient was not seen, he only had an injection. And so the patient had a absent for 3 to 4 months. But physical examination is just the same. There is a tenderness on the left SI joint, right side sacroiliac joint. Is not tender. The Faber test and Gonsalan test are found positive on the left side only at this time. The compression test and distraction test are not positive. The rest of the spine examination is the same. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the medication as follows. Patient is provided with Cymbalta 30 mg twice a day, Flexeril 7.5 mg twice a day, Celebrex 200 mg once a day, Voltaren gel 3% for local application, lidocaine patch 2%, lidocaine patch 5%. For pain relief, patient was provided Tramadol ER 100 mg twice a day. Patient is also referred to a spine surgeon to consult for regarding a possibility of any surgical intervention. He was also referred in neuropsych evaluation. His maps have been reviewed. He was provided no physical therapy at this time, since he has not been going there. And patient will consult the surgeon and then we'll figure out the best course for him. He's advised that he may benefit from one sacroiliac joint injection as such, if he decides to not have surgery. Thank you very much.